This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. It's Tuesday, May 11th. Thank you for joining us.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, hello. How are you?
It's May.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank just made it easier for schools to get pandemic supplies they need now so education can continue. The Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts so they can buy personal protective equipment, Wi-Fi access, and more to keep everyone healthy and learning.
That's what we want.
One of the big stories today, I guess we shouldn't call it breaking news, but it seems fairly important. Pfizer has now been approved for age group 12 to 15 and could be available for that age group by Thursday.
Oh, boy.
Today's Tuesday, so that's happening quick. And so, you know, that's a personal thing. I know there are plenty of parents out there who won't even put a mask on their kid, much less let a vaccine happen for them. But that's, right. You know, a personal thing. And
that's your choice.
The option is now open, it looks like, by later this week for you to get your kid vaccinated if they're in the age group of 12 to 15.
Great. Well, they seem to have plenty of vaccinations around, so it shouldn't be difficult to do.
Yep, I saw a sign as I was driving. I had to go get my taxes stuff done yesterday.
Yeah.
So I piled the kids in the van, and we drove over the hill to San Jose, which, by the way, on a nice day, downtown San Jose is so freaking nice. Mm. It's beautiful.
It is. It's gorgeous.
So we took care of the taxes stuff and then, you know, headed back, and it was just freaking gorgeous.
And,
oh, did I even do the weather yet?
No.
Oh, today's going to be cooler than it was yesterday.
Good. Nice. Great.
So it was pretty hot. And
yeah, it was.
Anybody else have a dead lawn yet? My lawn's dead. It's just,
Oh, dear.
Especially, so is ours.
Yeah. Just got to let it go.
Clarky Clark Park is...
The back lawn just has some brown patches, but the front lawn is just gone. I'm like, well, okay.
Anyway, as I was driving around with the kids, there was a point where they both fell asleep, and then I just drove around because I didn't want to wake them up.
Don't want to stop.
In fact, right. I hit a light and texted the missus. I'm like, they're asleep. What do I do? She said, do not come home. I went, all right. I guess
I like your Instagram story, Vinny, where you guys are all smiling in one, and then the next one, they're knocked out.
They're out cold, and I'm
I didn't see that. I got to look at that.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, I guess I'm on the road for a while. Too bad I have to pee.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, you're a boy. Oh, that's funny. They look at them laughing and then boom.
And then they're out.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
But right there at multiple locations on the side of the road were signs that said, no waiting, come in, get a vaccine.
Mm.
Multiple places I looked at.
Come right on in.
It's clearly the availability is there. So that's at least some good news, I think.
It is. It's great news. You know, remember how hard they were to get at first?
Yes.
Who knew?
I sure do. The other big news of the day, and it's not necessarily as important for us as it will be for the people on the East Coast, but maybe you've heard about the hacking groups that take over businesses, hospitals, now pipelines. So... this pipeline on the East Coast has been It's a U.S. fuel pipeline that these hackers took over. And it's been out of commission now for days. This is the main pipeline from Texas to the East Coast.
Oh, boy.
And apparently it's been stopped. They're talking about, in fact, you know what really, I can't say my blood actually boiled, but I'm reading it and they go, gas prices could reach $3 if this thing, these people aren't stopped. I'm like, what? It's $4 here and we're not even being hacked. What the hell?
We're just being taxed.
Yes, we're just being to smithereens. You're right. Anyway, this is just another one of those hacks where they take over and then they expect some kind of payment. And meanwhile, the IT department is hard at work trying to foil the crime.
How's that going?
Well, you know, I mean, there's no end in sight for this at the moment. So top U.S. fuel pipeline remains days from reopening after a cyber attack. I guess they're not going to pay him, but I don't know how they.
Yeah, it's
I started reading about these groups and it's. Yeah. This one's called Dark Side. There's others. They're really organized and really good at what they do, and so and probably really nice people, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, no, they seem like great people. They You're do. Right. Yeah, mm-hmm.
We don't want
people
no trouble.
With a good idea,
right?
And Bitcoin accounts.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so you could see gas prices on the East Coast reach $3. Boo hoo.
Yeah, boo hoo for you.
Oh, and by the way, if you're just joining the show, we looked into it because it was something I had hoped to bring you news about, and I couldn't find the news. But Coco was able to find out that Pride will not be happening this... Pride, I should say, the Pride Parade will not be happening this year. There will be Pride events, including a movie night at Oracle Park on the 11th and 12th. They'll be showing In the Heights. You heard of it?
No. Oh, yeah. It's a musical by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Oh, what fun.
Yeah.
It's apparently
a movie now.
A big deal. And so that'll be showing the first night of two nights at Oracle Park for this, you know, Pride event.
It was supposed to come out last summer, but then the pandemic hit. So,
oh,
yeah.
So people are going to get to see it before it's been released, or did it get streamed?
So, he saved it, so he had the choice between Hamilton or In the Heights to stream or release in theaters, and so he did Hamilton stream and In the Heights to wait and for theaters to open up and release it then.
So this will be a first look for a lot of people.
Yes,
it was a musical on Broadway, like his very first one, but this is the first movie
the very first thing he put on Broadway.
I think so. I think it's
how exciting.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that is.
Well,
it's a big deal.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm.
It's a big deal. I, of course, saw musical and went, bleh. But I'm glad everyone will have the best time in the world. I hope that that's the case anyway. A woman just posted a video on TikTok. God, this guy, this is such a bust. So iPhones have something called Live Photo.
Yeah.
Live Photo, in my opinion, ruins a photo that you have because, first of all, it's chewing up your battery and blah, blah, blah. But then it's also got this janky sort of, if you press it, it shows action prior and post picture.
Right.
Eh, who needs that, right?
I like
that's
it.
That's great.
Yeah. I really
oh, you
like
guys
it.
Use that?
All the time. I'm always, if I see the it's a live photo, I'm like, oh, I like to look at it.
Well, and if you blink, you can actually choose
which image
you want.
Yeah, you can choose which image you want, right?
Before or after.
Is that the reason for that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Also, it actually records sound, too. Sometimes you can hear people going, mm-hmm. okay, everyone smile, or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well,
neat. I like it.
iPhones have something called Live Photo. It's a feature where you press down the picture, and it shows you a few seconds of video before and after the picture. And that feature just took down a relationship.
Oh, no. Oh,
a
boy.
Woman named Serena Kerrigan posted a video on TikTok that's now gone viral. This was on Sunday. She shows her boyfriend who'd sent this photo of an empty bed in a hotel room and telling her that he missed her. I miss you so much, babe. When she pressed down the live photo, though, at the end of the clip, Some random woman jumps into the bed, the empty bed that he's supposed to be alone in.
She couldn't wait to get back in the bed.
The video went viral pretty much immediately and has millions of views. There's the girl jumping on the empty bed that he's saying, "I miss you so much, babe." And then there's some...
Wish you were here.
Chick!
Oh, my God.
Who's the skank?
All she had to do was not... She had to wait 1 second longer.
Or you could have taken the live photo feature off.
I honestly, you know what? I don't want live photo on mine. I've heard it, choose your battery up, and I also just want the picture. But sometimes that turns on. You don't even realize it's on. True. So
yeah,
I don't know if that's...
I like them, so...
I don't know if that's something he wanted or didn't want, but I think they chew up your memory, you know? Like you have...
Well, it's certainly a larger file.
Right.
Than just a photo.
Anyway, however it ended up on his phone, the live photo, I should say, on his phone, it got him busted. So
he's clearly having the girlfriend experience. Like, that girl looks happy, and she's flouncing around on the bed. The bed looks really freshly made.
Yeah. No, it looks like they just got into the room.
Oh. Here I am all alone in my room. Okay, honey, let's go.
Vegas is crazy. I know I stayed up till 3 in the morning. Not got up, stayed up till 3 in the morning. I don't do that. Yeah. I can't stay up past 10.
It's just 10. So fun. It's just a city that doesn't sleep. And you weren't even drinking or partying or anything.
No, I don't drink.
Having a
ball.
I
was like, I think, you know what we did? We got grilled cheese at 2 in the morning.
Oh, that sounds good.
Who does that?
Anybody who's up at 2 in the morning, let's find some place where they'll do some grilled cheese for us.
That's when we were at... we'd been at some club where Lil Jon was, and that's where we got the shots.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, I mean, that's where we were exposed to it.
Right. I'm sure it was probably 5 years old.
It was already a thing, I'm sure, right? Uh-huh. But, you know.
We were like, oh, this is a pretty fun jam. We should take this and play this on our show. This
let's play the hell out of this back home. This will be great.
That was fun.
A 38-year-old guy named William James Walker in Orange Park, Florida, just outside of Jacksonville in northeast part of the state. Jacksonville, Florida, everybody. Last month, he stole a trailer from a parking lot outside the Days Inn. This happens. You know what? I knew someone. Actually, she's one of our old interns who I follow on Instagram. We don't really talk, but she was moving to L.A. and got her little... trailer
drag along, right?
Yeah, stolen.
They took the whole thing.
They took the whole thing, and it looks like that's what this guy did too. He stole a trailer from a parking lot outside the Days Inn. Inside the trailer was $12,000 worth of Lynyrd Skynyrd memorabilia.
Oh,
the stuff was going to be sold at a cancer charity benefit in honor of Jimmy Van Zandt. The most valuable item in the trailer was a 57 Les Paul guitar signed by several rock stars, plus a whole bunch of other Skynyrd stuff. If you don't know Lynyrd Skynyrd, yeah, you do.
Yeah, Sweet Home Alabama.
You know Lynyrd Skynyrd. You may not know their name, but they are...
They have a million hits, and everybody knows Sweet Home Alabama. I mean,
Are they Freebird?
Sure. Yep. Gonna fly free, bird.
And they're ooh, that smell, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And aren't they...
Give Me One Step? Are they Give Me One Step? That's one of my favorite songs.
I love that tune.
There you go.
Play Give Me One Step. Give Me One Step.
And crank that up, please.
No, Give Me Three Steps. Give Me Three Steps. Give Me Three Steps, Missy. Give Me Three Steps towards the door.
Okay. You're probably right.
Give Me Three Steps. Give me.
I haven't heard it in a while, but I know I like it.
It's a series of steps. Here we go. With your hair color yellow, what you trying to prove? Cause that's my woman there, and I'm a man who cares, and this might be all. Okay, get to the chorus. Here we go. I think he says, excuse me. And then we got a guitar break. Yeah, you know Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Anyway, Lynyrd Skynyrd, memorabilia that was headed for a cancer auction, got stolen. The police are still hunting for this guy. He's looking at felony grand theft charges when they're able to catch him.
This is a bummer, and it happens to a lot of people moving, a lot of people traveling.
That's
not just that they would take the whole trailer. The first night that my brother, remember my brother and sister-in-law moved here?
Uh-huh. Oh, it did happen to them.
They were at they just over the California line. They stopped for the night and their trailer gets broken open and all her jewelry and all the stuff that they had sort of at the back of the trailer got taken.
So they didn't take the whole thing. They just through it.
They picked they just grabbed what was easy to get in the back right there as they opened up the door. And when they came out in the morning, they're like, our trailer's wide open. This is weird. And it's, you know, they say you're supposed to park it with its, this is weird. What's going on here? Oh, all our stuff's gone. Oh.
I know that feeling. This is weird. My window smashed. Why am I looking into
my window?
This isn't my car. It can't be.
No.
I had a window when I walked away from this car.
Why would that not be here anymore?
Yeah, really.
She was devastated by that. I mean, it's your stuff. Mm-hmm. You cared about it enough to pack it into a trailer and haul it across the country. You're pretty freaking bummed when something like this happens.
Yeah, I believe I only know what our intern posted. I didn't talk to her, but she said that on the post, like, everything I own was in this trailer. I'm in LA. Please keep an eye out for this license plate. My stuff is gone. Oh. And I don't know how that resolved. I'm guessing it didn't because that's how.
If they found the trailer, it was empty of stuff.
Right, right. Anyway. I hope they find the Lynyrd Skynyrd stuff so that the cancer auction can go on as planned.
But. Right. And let that be a lesson to you. If you're hauling stuff across the country, for those of you who are making an exodus from California, park your trailer with its doors against a wall.
Oh,
at the very
point.
Least. That's what they say. Park it. See if you can park it up against a fence someplace where they can't open the back.
When I drove across the country to come work with you for the first time, I had loaded the back of my truck with all this stuff. And when I got to the first stop, I realized I got to unload all this crap. Like I had a futon and what in the hell I was doing with a beach cruiser in the back of my truck. I don't know, but I had to move all this stuff into the hotel room and then put it back in the truck. Oof,
what
so fun.
And then it started raining. You were like, huh, cover would have been good.
Yeah, cover.
A cover.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's when you can just leave the futon out. Just go ahead. Take it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys said. I love live photo. It allows you to select the perfect individual frame from the live photo as the main photo. Perfect for closed eyes. Yeah, I actually, Brenna just said that, and I get it. I turned it off because I thought it was chewing up all my memory and all my...
It is.
Yeah, so I don't...
Don't you download your photo? Like, do you keep a lot of photos on your phone? I just upload them to the cloud or whatever the upload download. I don't know what I do, but I get them off my phone.
Oh yeah, no, they're on the phone. But I don't take a lot. Like I'll snap a picture. There you go. That's the picture of what just happened. Like I don't have.
I take a million pictures every day.
I don't have a million takes.
I'm like, oh look at that bug. Oh look at that flower. Oh look at that hangnail. Whoa. Better take a picture of that.
A hangnail, huh?
You know, whatever.
All right.
I just don't limit myself because it's not like the old days where you had to like only take one picture of something and then turn in the film. And it was always a fun surprise though when you got the pictures back.
We're getting multiple texts right now that there is a live chase in LA as we speak of a U-Haul truck pulling a trailer on the rims.
Oh!
No way. Oh, yeah, I see it.
Well, we don't
want
any sparks.
It can't possibly be our guy, but I just think that's funny that, you know, as we speak, someone's on the run from the cops.
Right, and setting fires all along the highway.
Oh, darn.
Sparking rims. Come on, man.
Hey, what's coming up in the trash?
The fate of the Golden Globes.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.